Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. I'm Ray. Today, I'm going to read a devotional from Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Today would be December 6th, so we'll read from December 6th. The Bow in the Cloud. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. Genesis 9:13. It is the will of God that human beings should get into mortal relationship with him, and his covenants are for his purpose, are for this purpose. Why does not God save me? He has saved me, but I have not entered into a relationship with him. Why does not God do this and that? He has done it. The point is, will I step into covenant relationship? All the great blessings of God are finished and complete, but they are not mine until I enter into relationship with him on the basis of his covenant. Waiting for God is incarnate unbelief. It believes that I have no faith in him. I wait for him to do something in me that I may trust in that. God will not do it because that is not the basis of the God and man relationship. Man has to go out of himself in this covenant with God. As God goes out of himself in his covenant with man, it is a question of faith in God. The rarest thing we have faith only in our feelings. I do not believe God unless he will give me something in my hand, whereby I may know I have it. Then I say, now I believe. There is no faith there. Look unto me and be ye saved. When I have really transacted business with God on his covenant and have let go entirely, there is no sense of merit, no human ingredient in it at all, but a complete overwhelming sense of being brought into union with God, and the whole thing is transfigured with peace and joy. So there's a difference between true faith and trusting God when we already see his work, you know, not true faith believes God till the very end, to the very end, regardless of what leads up to the very end, regardless of the outcome of the very end, every step of the way, true faith, trust God and trust that he has our best and that he's good and perfect and that whatever he does, it's because, whatever mountains he may move or not move is because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways higher than our ways. Faith is something I feel that a lot of brethren and sisters, a lot of us, I including myself, you know, there's all of us. I should rephrase that, all of us. Lack a lot more these days. And I think we wouldn't if we lived in a place like communist China or the Congo or, you know, somewhere where we needed, where we needed to utilize faith a lot more. There was a book called Ever Increasing Faith. And the man, his name is Smith Wigglesworth, and he was used by God to heal people. He had the gift of healing, filled with the Spirit and given the gift of healing about, the late 1800s, mid to late 1800s. Hebrew Creating Faith is a beautiful book. But there's a part in there where he talks about a woman who had a growth on her thyroid. And she went to these pet meetings that they had every year and got prayed for, and she was healed. Well, she came back the next year. You know, it came back. It was worse than ever before. I think it was like 3-day pet meetings. And gets prayed for. Gets, you know, and the healing hasn't come yet, you know, and comes back the next day. You know, and she kept her faith. She kept her faith that God was going to heal her. She'd go down to the altar. She'd joyfully go down to the altar. Oh, Lord, you know, Lord, I believe, Lord, I have faith that you kind of will do this. And a guy, just a regular attendee of the meeting, said, is there something wrong with you? Basically, is there something wrong with you? Do you not see that it's bigger than it was last year? Or it's bigger, you know, I think this was the second year that she went back or something. Or, I mean, the third year, 2 years after she had been here the first time. You see, it's if you look in the mirror, you'll see that that's almost as big as your head. But she went home, she prayed, she's like, Lord, you've done it before. I know you can do it again. Won't you heal me another time, Lord, to show these people who you are and what you do? And she went back the next day to that TED meeting. And there was not a trace of that growth on her thyroid. Not a trace. You know, and it just goes to show true faith. There is a substance of faith an appearance of faith that people may have, but true faith believes God to the very end. To the very end. I will probably be speaking more on this tomorrow. If you join us for the Daily Inspiration tomorrow. But I will stop here today. Join us for the Saturday morning Bible study if you get the chance. Have a blessed day in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.